Highlights from week three of a high school football season. It was a high-scoring battle in the end with Pella and Indianola, heard live on 94.3 KNIA with Andrew Swadner and Rick Wilson, and KNIAKBLS.com, KBLS 2 with Andrew Schneider and Randy Sikkema.
And off will go to Pollock, right side.
Oh, it's Meyer.
No, it's Meyer, and he's off to the races at the 40, all the way to the 30, the 20, the 10, the misdirection. Oh, those tricky Dutch. Meyer on the fake handoff, all the way in, 75-yard touchdown. Six for the Dutch, touchdown Pella.
Pass has time, takes a shot deep right, and it's going to be caught by Gordon. Gets away from everybody, and it's a huge gain. He's not going to be stopped. It goes for 64 yards, and Indianola has a chance to tie this game with another deep shot to Colton Gordon, his second of 64-plus.
Goes to Clayburgh, inside the 25, raceway tire and exhaust red zone, and he's dragging the Indians all the way down to the 14-yard line.
It's out wide to the left, and it's a big formation back to the right side. Kolarik next to Brick. Kolarik tries the right side. This time has a big hole. He crosses the 30 to the 35. Cuts back across the defender, across the 50 to the 40. It's a foot race to the corner. Kolarik is loose to the 20 to the 10. Touchdown, Indianola. It goes 75 yards on the second play of the game.
Yeah.
And the Indians lead 6-0, 11:42 to go. Quarter number one, Kolarik. Just too much speed once he found the edge.
Final score, Indianola 44, Pella 37. The battle for bragging rights along Highway 163 was in Monroe between Pella Christian and PCM. Trevor Castle and Jeff Lindsay had the call on 92.1 KRBLS.
And they've got Aiden Anderson at the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5!
He stayed up.
Is he in?
Oh.
No, he's down at the 1-inch line. And Kakmarinski runs a play action fake out to the right. Deep shot, wide open at the 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Pella Christian. Drew Geeting, 68 yards and a score. Kakmarinski takes the snap, fakes the handoff, ball on the ground, and PCM recovers. Durant Van Dyke shot through, ball popped right into his arms, and the first turnover of the game goes the way of the Mustangs. Vandeloon takes the snap, and they go to the ground with Anderson again. He cuts it back. He's got some room at the 45-50. Anderson to the loose. 45-40, 30, 20, and he's tripped up by the long arms of Eric Mulder at the 20-yard line. A 42-yard run.
Final score, Pella Christian 21, PCM 7. Knoxville hosted Carlisle at Ken Lock Stadium. Heard live on 95.3 KNIA.
Heineman splits backfield. Two wideouts to the near side. Takes a snap. He'll roll out to the near side, looking to throw. Now he gets chased. He'll run out of the pocket. 40, 45. Spins out of bounds, and he will not make the first down. Good hit right there by Hayden Willoughby at the 45 to prevent Heineman from getting the first down. It'll be fourth down and one. Three in the backfield behind Kiefer. He'll give it straight ahead to Gavin Montabo. Across the 50, 45 to the 40 to the 39, and a first down. He got three right there tight in the backfield. Montabo, that fullback, and he'll get it again. Right up the middle again. Across the 30, 25, 20, to the 15, 10, 5. Finally, a touchdown for Knoxville. It took almost 3 weeks, but the Panthers finally found the golden nectar of the end zone.
Final score, Carlisle 62, Knoxville 6. Norwalk went west, far west to Lewis Central and Council Bluffs, and John Mulwinkle was on the call on KNIAKBLS.com, KNIA 3.
Right at the line of scrimmage, he throws it over the middle and finds Fadone. Gets a first down, cutting to the left, cutting down back inside the five, spins out of a tackle at the five-yard line, and somehow gets into the end zone. What a circus play by Luciano Fadone. Good.
Wow.
A 53-yard field goal by Boston Hensley with a minute six to go in the third. Spot kick is up. It bounces off the crossbar, and it is good.
Wow.
There's a doink, but Norwalk will take it. Their first points of the night.
Final score, Lewis Central 31, Norwalk 3. Pleasantville hosted EBF in the Trojans' final non-district game. Tyler Crabb and Ron Danks had the call on KNIAKRLS.com, KRLS 3.
And they're going to look for Cook in the end zone. Touchdown, Pleasantville!
touchdown! 12-0 Pleasantville. Caleb Cook catching the 29-yard strike from Parker Sheets for the touchdown. Go over Yeager's head again into the end zone. Cornelison's going to fall on it, and it's a safety.
Yeager goes over his head. Yeager tries to pick it up, and he just throws an interception. Touchdown, Pleasantville, on the first play of the game. First play of the game, Pleasantville scores.
Final score, Pleasantville 21, EBF 14. Those were our top-tier highlights from week 3 of the high school football season.